You're listening to SBS News.
A suicide bomber patiently waited in the queue for an Easter Sunday buffet at the Cinnamon Grand Hotel in Colombo before detonating the explosives attached to his back. At the Shangri-La, the capital's newest luxury hotel, another blast hits its restaurant.
Stay the hell away from that entire area.
Almost simultaneously, more deadly blasts. Another hotel, two Catholic churches and a zoological garden attacked around the country. It's the worst violence the island nation has seen since its almost 30 years long civil war ended a decade ago. The government has declared a curfew in Colombo, blocking access to social media and messaging sites including Facebook and WhatsApp. Senior Superintendent Ruwan Gunaskura says staffing has been increased to support tightening security.
We are conducting post-mortems on 207 of the deceased. There are about 450 injured. Under the instructions of the President, action has to be taken to impose a police curfew across the island.
In Pakistan, residents mourn for their South Asian brothers and sisters, with memorials held around the country. The Easter service in Lahore's Norlika Presbyterian Church was muted, with worshippers saddened by the bloodshed on the most important day in the Christian liturgical calendar. The Sri Lankan government has admitted it had what it called prior information of attacks on churches, involving a little-known local Islamist group, but didn't do enough about it. Sri Lanka's Prime Minister Ranil Wickremesinghe says the island nation will use all possible assistance from within the country and outside it to wipe out terrorism once and for all.
While this goes on, we must also look into why adequate precautions were not taken in this respect. But first and foremost, we have to ensure that terrorism does not lift its head in Sri Lanka. We cannot allow that. And we are prepared to take all measures necessary to ensure that terrorism is contained and wiped out in this country.
Cardinal Malcolm Randruth, whose two Catholic churches were targeted in the deadly bomb blasts, is urging Sri Lankans not to react violently in the aftermath.
I condemn to the utmost of my capacity, this act that has caused so much of death and suffering to the people. I also like to ask the government to hold a very impartial, strong inquiry and find out who is responsible behind this act, and also to punish them mercilessly, because only animals can behave like that.
Prime Minister Scott Morrison has sent heartfelt sympathies on behalf of Australia.
Australian government condemn these further terrorist attacks that we've seen. Bombings in Sri Lanka of Christians as they went to worship on Easter Sunday. Bombings in hotels, all coordinated as part of a deadly terrorist attack. So I reach out particularly to our Sri Lankan community here in Australia, and I know they would be feeling it very deeply. And to the beautiful people of Sri Lanka, Australia sends its heartfelt sympathies.
It's a message echoed by opposition leader Bill Shorten.
I and Labor utterly condemn this cowardly and despicable act of terrorism. I stand in solidarity with Sri Lanka and Australian Sri Lankans. The Australian Sri Lankan community is vibrant and a fantastic contributor to Australia. We feel your loss. We stand in solidarity with Australian Sri Lankans.
The Department of Foreign Affairs says an Australian has been injured in the attacks. Charlotte Lamb, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.